It's Central Time. I'm Chris Molina. You're with us on the Ideas Network.
And I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. Coming up, which quotes have shaped your life and why? And we're not necessarily talking about the big famous ones, but the sayings and phrases in your own family. We'll want to hear from you in just a few minutes.
First, Wisconsin's Department of Corrections Secretary John Litcher announced this week that he will be stepping down from his position next month. Litcher has been secretary since 2016, but has also held that position in the past.
Litcher's second-in-command, Kathy Jess, will be taking over and will face significant challenges that the department and staff are facing.
Patrick Marley joins us now to take a deeper look at the issues the new secretary will need to address. Patrick is a state government reporter and politics reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Patrick, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Chris.
Yeah, so first off, what was behind Secretary Litcher's decision to retire?
He's just saying that he saw it as time to retire. He's in his early 70s. This is his second stint as corrections secretary. You know, it is unusual for secretaries to step down close to elections, you know, in an election year. But we don't really know if there's anything beyond that that's behind his decision.
So we don't necessarily know if anyone in the legislature or anywhere else was sort of trying to nudge him aside or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, the legislature really wouldn't have the ability to do that. The governor, he's a representative of the governor. The governor certainly could, but we've got no indication that that happened in this case. I mean, it's a very challenging time for the Department of Corrections. That said, they're in many ways in a place that's better today than they have been in a number of years. You know, they've got very serious challenges with their juvenile prison that's under criminal investigation and the subject of multiple lawsuits. But, you know, the legislature and the governor recently passed a law to close that facility by 2021, open up regional facilities to replace it. And so really they have a better story to tell about the condition of juvenile corrections for the first time in a number of years. They do have a lot of other challenges on their worker shortage and their overtime costs and their growing inmate population, but that's issues they've been struggling with for many years.
So that brings us to the new secretary, Kathy Jess, who's going to be taking over in just under a month from now. What can you tell us about her?
So she's a career person in the department. I think she's been there for more than 30 years. Started as a correctional officer, worked her way up. She's been a deputy warden and a warden before she was deputy secretary, which is the number two position at the agency. She headed the Division of Adult Institutions, which is the biggest unit of corrections. It oversees the 22 or 23,000 inmates and the, I don't know, a couple dozen prisons that we have. As soon as Litcher became secretary in February of 2016, he appointed her to be his deputy. So for the last 2 years, she's, you know, been helping run the department. Now she'll sit at the head of the table.
And do we have a sense whether or not policymakers have been happy with Litcher's performance and, as a result, also Jess's performance as well in the last couple of years?
Well, as I mentioned, I think that the state of juvenile corrections has caused a lot of hand-wringing among lawmakers from both sides. When Litcher replaced Ed Wall, who had led the agency before him, I would say both rank-and-file officers and lawmakers from both parties were welcomed Litcher coming back into the agency very much. They were very eager to have him come there. He was able to, I think, calm some of the concerns of the workers. They continue to be very frustrated by the shortage that results in them having to work many, many hours. He was able to get them some raises, which was the first substantial increase that they had seen in some time. I think, though, anybody who's in that job finds that it is a very tough place to work because the workers are very dissatisfied. The budget always needs increases because our population of inmates continues to grow and the cost of providing them health care and things like that continues to grow. This is a tough job.
And we are talking right now with Patrick Marley, state government and politics reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talking about a incoming change at the top of the Department of Corrections. And sort of what you were just talking about there, Patrick, I'm wondering if this head of the DOC position, it's got Not a whole lot of glamour to it. I feel like we don't really talk about the Department of Corrections very much on this show, unless something is happening here that's bad, whether it be Lincoln Hills, whether it be prison overcrowding. Is this somewhat of a thankless job?
Absolutely. I mean, it is a thankless job because, you know, there's not a lot of good news that comes out of the Department of Corrections, right? You're overseeing tens of thousands of felons. And it's not like an agency like, say, the Department of Natural Resources, which, you know, has its share of controversial issues on environmental decisions that it makes, but also, you know, has lots of good stories to tell about the hunting season or, you know, the way that it's handling environmental enforcement. Department of Corrections, it's usually not good news that's coming out of there. So it's a tough job from a PR standpoint. And, you know, it's a very expensive operation. It's more than $1 billion a year. And this prison population that's growing is really, we're really at a crucial point. You know, Litcher has been chairing a task force to study the need for a new prison. Jess will fill in and take that role. Everybody seems to see it as inevitable that we will need to build another prison or find some other way to house inmates because the population has gotten so big. That's going to be expensive no matter what we do. Obviously, building a prison and staffing it is going to be very expensive. Sending them to private prisons, which is an option that nobody has really latched onto, but it is an option that would be out there, will be controversial. It would be cheaper, but there's concerns about accountability. It's something that Democrats would strongly oppose. That would be a real, real firestorm. You know, the other option to reduce prison costs would be to incarcerate fewer people, but that is a politically difficult decision. Governor Doyle, at the end of his term, put in a system to let some inmates out early, and that was the first thing Republicans, one of the first things Republicans ended when they took office. You know, if you let out 100 inmates and one of them commits another crime, it becomes very politically perilous.
Yeah, I'm wondering how we've got an election coming up here. I'm assuming that with some of these hot-button corrections issues, we're probably not going to get a lot of movement on that until after the election. But afterwards, I'm curious, Patrick, as someone who covers state politics, do you think this is going to be an area that is going to become a huge campaign issue for both parties, maybe in future elections?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen it emerge as a campaign issue so far in this cycle. I think that you'll see some criticism from the Democrats, probably a lot of criticism from the Democrats of Governor Walker over juvenile corrections just because of the size of the problem that they've had there. Walker's response, of course, is going to be that they've made this decision this year to close the facility and change the way that they handle juvenile corrections. But the bigger issue, we really haven't heard the Democratic candidates for governor saying what they think we should do with this growing prison population if they want to have, other than, you know, Matt Flynn has said that he would pardon people who are in on drug convictions. I'm not sure that there would be enough people to bring down the population enough to prevent the establishment of a new prison. But that's a great question. We need to nail down how they all feel about that, what their approach to corrections would be.
And going back to Lincoln Hills for just a moment, I know that there have been a couple of lawsuits out there floating around for the new incoming secretary, Secretary Jess. Are these going to be things that she is going to actively have to deal with, or are these things that either will have wrapped up by the time Litcher steps aside or that he'll have dealt with everything?
No, they will not be wrapped up. The primary lawsuit over Lincoln Hills was brought by the ACLU over conditions for the current inmates. There was an injunction put in place last year that required the state to reduce its use of pepper spray and in solitary confinement. That is in settlement talks. We don't know quite how those are going, but at some point they're going to have to either reach an agreement or that's going to go to trial and determine if this injunction should be made permanent and sort of what the how Lincoln Hills will have to operate for its last 2 or 3 years. And then individual inmates have brought lawsuits as well. One was recently settled for almost $19 million, which is, I believe, the biggest state settlement for, you know, civil rights that we've ever had. The facts of that case were really quite sad, where someone tried to commit suicide and was very severely brain damaged and is going to require lifetime 24-hour care, so the costs for that case were extremely high. These other cases are, one I can think of is where an individual's arm was broken. You know, we don't know how the state could prevail in that, or the state could reach another settlement. The potential for millions of dollars in additional payouts is certainly there with these multiple lawsuits that are pending.
Well, a lot to watch for going forward. Patrick, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Patrick Marley is a state government and politics reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He was with us to look at the change in leadership in the Department of Corrections and what challenges the new secretary will face.